Thank you. That violin and piano duo was none other than Jason Cao Wong and Carl Berger from their wholly improvised 2019 album Conjure. The track we heard was Vanishing Roots. You're listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. This is The Heavy Set, exploring the creative edge of jazz. My name is Mark Flanagan. Hope you're enjoying the show. Before Vanishing Roots, we heard Dutch saxophonist Teneke Postma back with their first album since 2014's Sonic Halo. This one, Freya, from 2020, clearly inspired by the Norse and Frisian goddess Freya. We heard Aspasia and Pericles, and I had to look those names up. Pericles was the Athenian statesman, and Aspasia, his wife, who was a philosopher who greatly influenced such philosophers as Socrates and Plato. Teneke Postma worked with Herbie Hancock, Wayne Shorter, and other jazz legends. And prior to that, we heard Alice Coltrane and Joe Henderson with Air from their Elements album, which is where we started the set. Hope you're enjoying the show. Up now, we've got Nama from tenor saxophonist David S. Ware. Keep it locked. Thank you.
This is KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins.
Support comes from Ozo Coffee, with locations in Boulder and Longmont. Ozo Coffee is roasted weekly and offers wholesale and office programs. Information about coffee, merchandise, and delivery is online at ozocoffee.com.
And you're listening to The Heavy Set on KGNU. Before the break, we heard pianist Angela Sanchez, along with trumpeter Wadada Leo Smith, blending beautifully there on Sanchez's album Twine Forest. The piano trumpet conversation we just heard was Retinal Sand. Before that was Peter Kowald's trio improvisation from the 2014 Peter Kowald box set release Discography. In this one, Kowald, a German free jazz bassist, also performed with Wadada Leo Smith, and German drummer Günter Sommer. Before that was German saxophonist Ingrid Laubrock with Japanese pianist Aki Takase from their 2019 Intact Records release, Kasumi. And we started that set off with David S. Ware, track titled Nama, from Théâtre Garonne 2008, in which David S. Ware presented a concert performed in Toulouse, France in 2008 with Matthew Shipp and William Parker. Hope you're enjoying the show. This is The Heavy Set. My name is Mark Flanagan. Up next, we've got Simon Nabatov on piano, Mark Dresser on double bass, and Dominic Monig on drums from their album Equal Poise. This is Lith Moves. Thank you. You're listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins.
Thank you. Thank you. Space is the place. 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 place, yeah. Space is the place. Space is the place.
The Pope must be drunk. God in his own image, feeding the flesh of lies to little boys who do Holy Ghost. The Pope must be drunk up there in the back, blowing kisses, waving goodbye. Must be drunk. Going mad. Foaming at the mouth. Thank you.
say a word, no one will think twice, no one will say a word. God will hide his eyes, no one will say a word. God will hide his face, no one will say a word, no one.
That was Irreversible Entanglements with Blues Ideology from their Who Sent You album. Irreversible Entanglements, a quartet featuring poet-activist Kameh Ayewa, a.k.a. Moore, M-O-O-R, Mother. Keir Nuringer on sax, Aki Navarro on trumpet, Luke Stewart on double bass, and Chesser Holmes on drums. From their Bandcamp website, the punk rocking of jazz and the mystification of the avant-garde, a sci-fi sound from that out soul fire jazz quintet. Before that, Space is the Place from Sun Ra and his orchestra from their 1979 album, The Other Side of the Sun, Morning Prayer from Pharoah Sanders, 1971 album Fembi, Andrew Hill from his 1966 release Change on the Blue Note label. That track was Illusion. Before that, from the Dream Struck, we heard drummer Harvey Sorgan, bassist Joe Fonda, and pianist Marilyn Crispell with Read This. But Will It Float? Before that, with Michael Formanek's very practical trio, which is comprised of jazz bassist Michael Formanek and two regular collaborators, saxophonist Tim Byrne and guitarist Mary Halverson, from their album Even Better. And we started off the set with Lith Moves, a track from the album Equal Poise with Simon Nabatov, Mark Dresser, and Dominic Monig. You've been listening to The Heavy Set on KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. I'm Mark Flanagan. I hope you've enjoyed the show. As always, The Heavy Set plays every Tuesday from 10 to midnight Mountain Time. And you can visit afterfm.com for archives of this and other KGNU shows. We're going to go out now with a track from tenor saxophonist Keith Jackson's Just Like This, entitled Which Well. Stay tuned for Sleepless Nights coming at you at midnight with Randy Rourke.
Good morning. You're listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. My name is Randy Rourke, and I'll be your host for the next 3 hours of Sleepless Nights. Tonight we're going to do two profiles of musicians and writers who came to the Jack Kerouac School of Disembodied Poetics in the first decade, 1974 to 1983. Second tonight will be Bruce Kaufman, a novelist, poet, and musician. And first up tonight is going to be Rosalie Robison. Rosalie came out to Boulder in the early 80s. She was here for a couple of years and got a degree in poetry. She is a visual artist, a musician, a novelist, and a poet. She also has a website, and she has an Instagram account that I'd like to direct you to. The Instagram is Rosalie, R-O-S-A-L-I-E, underscore Robison, R-O-B-I-S-O-N, underscore art. And her website is rosalieartportfolio.com. You can also buy her art online. If you go to the bottom of her bio, it'll explain to you exactly how. And after we do the show tonight, I'm going to be commandeering the first 35 minutes or so of Restless Mornings. There's no one to replace me in the year of the plague. So I'm going to use that time to premiere a new piece of art by Khalid Hakim, a third letter to the filmmaker Stan Brakhage. But first, let's begin with Rosalie. So, Rose, welcome to KGNU Radio.
It's good to be here.
So where are you today?
I am in the cold zone, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
So, Rose, what were you doing before you came to Naropa?
Before I came there, I was going to a music conservatory, taking some music classes in jazz.
And where was that?
I was living in Milwaukee.
Mm-hmm. Were you playing piano at the time?
I was studying piano, yes.
And you was focused on jazz?
I focused on jazz.
So how did you hear about the Jack Kerouac School of Disembodied Poetics?
So there was a group in Milwaukee that was connected with Naropa, and it was the Shambhala Center here. And I became involved with that group in doing meditation. And I don't know how long I did that for. But someone told me about Naropa, and they said, you should go out to Colorado and check it out. And so I did. And then I decided I'd like to go to school there. But there was kind of a hitch in that because I was planning on continuing with music when I came out to Boulder. And they had told me at the time, it was called Naropa Institute, not university, that they were going to have an accredited music program. And when I got there, that hadn't happened yet. And when I graduated, it hadn't happened. So I had to switch gears. And poetry became my major, and I had a music minor.
Had you been writing poetry before you came to Boulder?
Yes, I have been writing since I was, I believe my first poem was written when I was 12.
Do you still have that?
I don't, but I do remember the first two lines of it, if you'd like to hear that. Life is strange, subject to change.
And you knew that at 12?
I wrote that at 12, so I figured this was going to be a long road.
Right. It also fits in very well with a Buddhist philosophy as well, the idea that everything is always in change and interaction. You said that you came out here ahead of time to check it out. What did that entail?
I came out with some friends to look at Colorado,